梁弟兄 is always politically correct.
My brother is always politically correct.
他知道怎么样啊，让人听了开心。
For he knows how to make the listener joyful.
其实梁弟兄，我交通的时候，我是觉得一方面实在觉得没有很多可以分享的见证。
So at first when my brother asked me to do a testimony, I thought I didn't have much to share.
那一方面我也觉得时间很匆促。
Because on one hand, I thought that it was too much of a rush.
但是你知道，就像他讲的，他当初觉得神带着我们一左一右与我们同行。
But just like what he said ago, God put his hand on his shoulder and on mine as well.
所以我们的关系一直到进入婚姻到今天都是三人行。
So then from the day we got married to now, it's always been a journey of three.
所以当他问我的时候，上礼拜说，我觉得这次该你交通的时候，我第一个反应当然说 no.
So when he first asked me to share, my first impression was no.
因为我觉得我没有那么多可以交通的。
Because I didn't think there was much to share.
也没有时间来预备，因为我工作很忙碌。
And on top of that, I was really busy and I didn't have time.
但是当我一说 no 的时候
，But then on the moment when I want to say no.
啊。而且我已经说了 no 了。
And actually, after the moment that I said no,
我们家的大老板
then the boss of the family,
就是我们的董事长主耶稣先生
who is the CEO, who is the Lord,
很不喜悦我的反应
didn't like what I said.
一下子我里面就受责备
And then I felt internally, I was unpleasant.
所以他过了两天再问我的时候
So 2 days afterward, when he asked me again,
我觉得我很难 say no again.
And then I can't really say no anymore.
所以我就说好，凭着信心我就答应了他的安排。
Then with faith, I said, okay, I will follow your arrangement.
所以我现在就站在这里。
And then that's why you see me now.
但是我觉得很感谢主给我这个机会。
But then thank the Lord, he gave me this chance.
因为这是我们，这是我们结婚26周年，就是上礼拜。
Because last week was the 26th anniversary of our marriage.
借着这个机会，我在主面前也回想这26年来主的恩典和带领，我们学的功课。
So with this opportunity, I would like to share what I learned from God.
让我回想到其实我们有很多失败的地方。
So and then when I think about it before, there is a lot of failures.
但是我们也有我们的从失败中里面的学习。
But on the other hand, we learn a lot of lessons from our failures.
神的儿女的好处就是我们可以失败，重要是我们要从里面学习神要我们学的功课。
And the advantage of being His children is that we can learn from our failures.
所以呢，今天早晨我们一起弟兄姊妹们，不是我们已经完全了，乃是我们一起学习。
So this morning I'm sharing with you not because I'm complete, but it's because I want to share with you my lesson.
所以当我预备的时候，我就回到神的面前。
So when I prepare, I first came before the Lord.
神提醒我来看一看神当初他造男造女成立第一个婚姻的时候，神的旨意是什么
？And God asked me to find out the purpose of Him creating the first man and woman.
所以呢，我们就。我们很简单看一些经节好不好
So let's go to a couple simple verses And you might ignore the pictures
So before and after 那实在是不能比哦感谢主我们看到神当初对亚当当初神创造亚当夏娃的时候神的意思是什么
So praise the Lord Let's find out why God created Adam and Eve
历节我们都很熟对不对
This should be a stance that everyone should know
我们一起读好不好创世纪一章二十六节
Genesis 1:26
神说
said,
我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和权力并地上所爬的一切昆虫你看在这里神造的时候是照他的形象样式造的是按照神他自己的荣美他的里面外面生命的情造出来的
So here we could see that we are made from the image of him
那同时呢神还创造了万有
And also, God created everything else.
然后把万有交在他所造的这一对男女的手中。
And then he gives the responsibility of this everything into these two men.
叫他们管理这一切。
So that these two people could take care of everything.
我们也知道那时候神把亚当安置在伊甸园里。我们看下一节二章十五节。
And then in Genesis 2:15, you see that Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden.
这里我们一起读耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。在这里有一个很清楚的交代，神。 神创造了一切，交给他们管理。
When God created everything, He wants the two people to take care of it.
然后神说，你不只是管理，还要修理，要看守。
And not just you have to take care of it, you have to work it and protect it.
这表示不是说你交给你的一切都自然生长。
So it's not when God places everything in our hand, we just don't leave it alone.
你有一个守望的责任。
You have to be the watchman of it.
你要修理，要看守。
You have to work it and take care of it.
那还有一个非常重要的事情。
And there's one more important message.
所有园子树上的果子都可以吃。
You may eat from any tree in the garden.
只有一棵树不可吃。
But there's only one tree that you
may not. 是哪一棵树呢？
And which tree is that?
我们 Sunday School 长大的都知道 ，Young people, which tree we cannot eat from?
Which tree we cannot eat from?
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. 分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
It said you may not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
吃了会怎样呢
？And what would happen if you eat it?
吃的日子你必定死。
It's the day when you eat it, you will surely die.
这是一个很重要的属灵的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
吃的日子就叫属灵的死亡进到我们当中。
It is the day when you eat it, then you will receive your spiritual death.
这是我们都要学习的。
And this is something we must learn.
我们都知道后来发生的事情。
Then everything else is
亚当失败了。
Adam failed.
夏娃失败了。
Eve failed.
他们被赶出了伊甸园。
They were kicked out from the Garden of Eden.
他们一生都因为这个罪而受苦。
And from then on, they would always receive the consequences.
从神面前离开。
Because they have departed from God.
神把去生命树的道路给挡住了，把守住了。
So God now blocked the path through the tree of life.
让他们不能吃到那个永远生命的果子。
So that now Adam and Eve cannot eat the fruits from the tree of life.
但感谢主，主耶稣来了。
But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came.
圣经怎么说？
And what did the Bible say?
因着一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
For when once transgressed, everyone got the consequences and died.
但是照样因一次的义行，我们都称义得生命。
But now through Jesus Christ, we are righteous again and can receive life. 弟兄姊妹，
这就是我们今天被主带回来的一个地位。
So brothers and sisters, now this is the position where we stand.
亚当失败了，从那个原初心意里失落下来。
So when Adam failed, he lost his privilege.
但是你我因着耶稣基督一次的义行，都被称义得生命了。
But now you and I, through Jesus Christ, now receive righteousness.
所以我们的婚姻可以回归到神当初的心意里。
So that now our marriage could come before Lord once more.
不管你今天是单身。
It doesn't matter if you're single today.
或者我们已经进入婚姻。
Or maybe if you're already married.
或者我们婚姻又失败了。
Or maybe you have failed.
我们又单身了。
Or maybe you're single.
或者我们又结婚了。
It doesn't matter if you're married.
或者我们觉得婚姻还是一团糟。
Or maybe you don't believe in marriage anymore.
没有关系的。
It does not matter.
因着耶稣基督一次的义行。
Because through Jesus Christ.
我们可以被称义，再得生命。
We have the chance of becoming righteous.
不管我们今天在哪一个。关键点
It doesn't matter where you are.
在哪一个阶段
It doesn't matter what stage of life
可以靠耶稣基督的恩典我们回到神原初的心意里去
Through his grace we could go back to where we were
那我们是比较幸运的
So we are indeed the lucky ones
因为我在结婚之前就被主复兴
Because before we got married I was already a believer
所以在那个时候呢我们青年我带我们的青年人的辅导
So I was in charge of the small group
不是带我们这一批年轻人的辅导At the time, the advice of the counselor of our youth group.
So at the time, she was the counselor of the youth group.
I wasn't the counselor of my youth group.
She was the counselor of her youth group.
No, I wasn't the counselor.
Oh, she was not the counselor of the youth group.
那时候那个姊妹很好。
So at that time, the sister who was in charge was very nice to me.
她就有一次提醒我说，她说 Michelle, 你应该为你未来的婚姻的伴侣祷告。
So one time she asked me to pray for my future partner.
那时候我十九岁。
So at that time, I was only 19.
在座19岁以上的 single 的请问有多少位
？So how many of you are over 19 and are still happily single?
Happily single. 没有吗？不会吧 ，Raymond? I know you're one, and Jasper. oh, not happily single. I see. okay, 就说那个时候，他叫我在神面前要祷告。
So then the sister asked me to pray at that time.
那你知道我们是我那时候被主复兴之后，我只要火热爱主。
So at that time, my only focus was God.
我从来没有想到说要到别的地方去。
I never wanted to go anywhere else.
所以我除了家庭在家或上大学或者教会，我从来哪里也不去的。
So I would rather be at home or maybe at church, but no nowhere else.
In school.
In school.
那结果呢？所以他叫我去祷告的时候。
So when my sister asked me to pray,
我心想我是一点 idea 都没有。
And I really had no idea at all.
但是我说主啊，你最知道了。
And I said, Lord, you are the only one.
求你指教我的心。
So please guide my heart.
教我怎么样来祷告。
So that I would know how to pray.
如果你要给我单身的恩赐。
So if you want to be single,
那就单身。
Then I will be single.
那如果你要我进入婚姻，求你来告诉我怎么样祷告。
But if it is you who wants me to go into your marriage, please let me know.
然后我祷告一段日子呢，我里面就带着一个祷告的心，就把觉得主给我里面的带领，我就写下来。
So then when I prayed, whatever I received from the Lord, I would write it down in my diary.
好，这个这是我1980年的日记本。
This is the diary book from 1980.
I know, 我自己都很 impressed.
I know, I was impressed of myself as well.
这是8月6号1981年写的。
This is August 6, 1980.
通常日记是很 personal, 但是今天为了主的缘故，愿意与大家分享。
At times the diary is supposed to be personal, but today I'm willing to share with you.
好，这就我当时写的哈。
So this is what I wrote.
思考多时的未来的他总算渐具雏形。
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
现在写下来，每日祷告，愿主保守并显明其旨意。
So that I'm writing this down so that I will remember it in my prayer.
然后我就写了八个点。
So then there's 8 points that I will be looking for.
第一点，这个人是要爱主，真心追求主，有属主的智慧和悟性的。
So the first point is this person has to be a true believer of Christ. And... So that this person will also be filled up spiritually.
然后呢，第二点呢，这个人要身心健全。
So the second time is he has to have a healthy body and a healthy heart.
要负责任。
He has to be responsible.
有正义感，幽默感。
And he has to have a sense of justice and a sense of humor.
那第三呢，他要宅心仁厚。
The third one is he has to have a good heart.
但不是懦弱无主见。
But he must not be weak or indecisive.
并且真正的用基督的爱来爱弟兄姊妹们。
And then he has to be the one who truly know how to love the brothers and sisters.
并不随意批评他们。
For someone who does not criticize easily.
第四点。
And number four.
能够跟我同心同工同父一轭追求主。
I hope that this person will become my partner to carry the burden in Christ.
并且在灵性上对彼此有帮助。
And also he will be a helper spiritually.
第五点。
And then number five.
这有点 tricky, 第五点。
Number five is a little tricky.
因为那时候我想他到底要长多高多胖，他是个性啊，他的身材，我想这太难了。
Because at that time I was a little worried about his physical appearance.
所以我就有点赖皮。
So here I was being a little tricky.
我说主啊，只要外貌、身材、爱好、个性相合相投就好了。
So here I said, I would wish that his appearance, his height, his personality would be compatible to mine.
那我们彼此欣赏对方的优点，包容缺点。
So that I could see his advantages and then I would tolerate his disadvantages.
那第六点。
And number six.
我常回想这是出于主的智慧。
And I truly think that number six came from God.
因为那时候我什么都不懂。
Because at that time I was ignorant.
我说能够被彼此家中的人接受并喜爱。
I hope that the other half would be accepted by both families.
你知道今天很多婚姻出问题都是我们彼此的家人不能接纳我们。
Because a lot of times when a marriage hit a rock is because the parents didn't like each other.
对，那个时候我是不懂，但是我有这个感动，我就这样写下来祷告。
So at that time I really didn't know, but I was touched, so I wrote this down.
第七点。
And number seven.
我们能够以基督的爱做连结，在主里爱愈巩固，灵性日有长进。
And then I hope that the love of God will bind us together.So that our love could be a stronghold and growth daily.
See, 所以梁弟兄说，爱不能还是像26年前一样，爱要长进。
So that's why Brother Lang said that it is not the love that we had 26 years ago, it is more now.
让我们的爱成为爱主的见证。
So that our love could become a testimony of Him.
最后一点。
And the last one.
就是我们的心尊主为大。
That we both would magnify the Lord.
基督永是我家之主。
So that the Lord will always be the boss in my household.
这是我当时的祷告。
So that was the prayer of that time.
我最后就说，求主保守我们在互相遇见之前，珍惜自己的感情，不做无谓的浪费。
So I also pray that God would lead us so that we would not be wasteful in our relationship.
然后遇见之后呢，求主让我们都明白对方是主为我们所预备的。
And also, I ask that after we met, we will truly understand and recognize that the other one is the true partner.
那愿主看顾我们一生的脚步。
And then I pray that God would take us by our footsteps.
然后谢谢主耶稣，阿门。
And then I thanked the Lord and I said amen.
这就是我那天的日记。
So that was my diary of that day.
那梁弟兄刚才分享到，他知道当主让他知道说我就是他，主为他所预备的那一位。
So Timothy said that he recognized that I was the one who was prepared for him.
那当我在81年暑假写下这个日记之后，
So when I wrote this down during the summertime of 81,
我有时候想到就为这件事祷告。
And then sometimes I think about it and I would often pray about it.
照样我的生活照样进行。
And of course, life goes on.
不是学校就是教会，不然就是回家。
It is church and then college and then I go home.
那也没有参加任何社团社交的活动。
And I didn't join any clubs or activities.
我就记得我的大姐那时候跟大姐夫来我们家玩的时候。
So I remember when my older sister and her husband came to my house to visit.
他们看我这个大三的学生还是每天周末都坐在家里。
And they see me as a third year in college.
好像都没有去约会，也没有去出去玩。
And I was someone who never goes out and never goes on to a date.
他们就笑我说，哎呀，这么大了，怎么都还没有交男朋友。
So they would laugh at me and say, hey, you're supposed to get a boyfriend now.
当他们在这样子开玩笑的时候，
So when they were jokingly making fun of me,
突然里面有一句话。
Then all of a sudden, I received this.
等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
He said here, whoever is waiting for the Lord will not be ashamed.
所以我就对他们说，等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
Then I said to them, whoever is waiting for Jehovah will not be ashamed.
我说等到时间到了，主从天外调一个人来是太简单的事。
So I told them, when the time has come, the Lord will put someone in front of me.
那到第二年，主就从天外调了一个人来。
So that 2 years from then, God has sent someone over.
我就记得在82年初。
Then I remember in the beginning of the year of 82.
我们在聚会节，我在教主日学那个主日。
And that Sunday, I was teaching Sunday school.
那我教会像我自己的家。
And I treat the church as my whole own family.
所以教完主日学之后，我就跑到会堂里来。
So after Sunday school, I came into the conference room.
那时候大家都走掉了。
Then at that time, everyone has already left.
那我就把后面收一收，那后面有个桌子啊，那些记名单啊，诗歌本有点杂乱，我就把它摆整齐。
And then some of the things were messy in the back, so I started to take care of it.
那我在那整理的时候，突然看到那天的记名单。
And then during that time, I saw the list.
那The newcomers,
a list of newcomers.
那上面好有那天来了好几位嘛，哈。
And then at that time there was a couple newcomers during that day.
那结果最上面那一张呢？
And then the first one that is on top of it.
上面就写梁家生。
And then there it said Timothy Lam.
那是他第一次到我们当中来聚会，
it was
我们在的教会。
It was his first time coming to the church that I serve in.
那突然我看到那个名字的时候，
And then at the time I saw that name.
就有一个声音对我说，
And then I hear a voice.
就是他。
He said, "This is him."
哎，不是开玩笑。
I was not kidding with you.
那时候我觉得说，主你真幽默。
And I said, "Lord, you truly have a sense of humor."
我说 "Yeah, right."
He said, "Yeah, right."
然后我就把它摆好。
Then I put it away.
我走出去。
And then I walk out of the conference room.
就走在教会的台阶上，就碰到了梁弟兄。
And when I was walking on the steps, then I met Timothy.
他在那里等人带他去吃饭，因为他新来乍到。
And it was because it was his first time, so someone was leading him to the cafeteria.
所以我看到他，我就说梁，您是梁家生弟兄吗？
Then I saw him. I said, "Are you Timothy?"
我说欢迎您来到我们当中。
Welcome you to be one of us.
下一句没讲出来。
Then I didn't. I didn't say that.
没有说主说就是你。
And then the next sentence that I was meant to say was, "You are the one."
所以但是很快呢，很奇妙。因为他们那时候在 Culver City 聚会，来到我们在 Bonchu Park 的聚会的地点。
And very soon, it was because Timothy was going to the church in Culver City. He has first come to the church in St. Gabriel.
因为他搬到 Bonchu Park 来。
And then he moved to Bonchu Park.
照顾他姐姐新买的一个 condo.
Because his sister has just purchased a new condo.
就在一条街之外，而且两条街之外。
And then he was only living 2 blocks away from.
所以他就转到我们当中来聚会。
He was only 2 blocks away from the church, so he has decided to come to our church.
所以那个 weekend 之后呢，我们青年组改组。
So after that weekend, we have a reorganization in a small group.
我们的辅导就把我们两位还有另外一个小弟兄放在一起服侍。
So our counselor put me and Timothy and another brother together.
那在那个段期间呢，我因为我比较老嘛，时间比较老，认识的还弟兄比较多，所以我做组长，他跟另外两位弟兄做副组长。
So during that time, since I had more experience with the group, I was put as a leader in the small group, and he was the co-leader.
那就像我祷告的，叫我们能够同心同工。
So just like how I pray when I ask someone to be my spiritual partner.
所以在一年之内，我们小组成长很快。
So within that 1 year, our small group grew a lot.
我们到年底就分成两组。
And at the end of that year, we were we have enough people to separate into 2 different groups.
然后很快那就一年嘛，对不对？然后那是到八三八二年对不起，八三年底。
So that now 1 year has passed, now is the end of
83.
So there are two groups, and then we started dating.
Yeah.
And then we started dating.
我们有个原则，我们一起服侍的时候，我们不交往，免得如果错了话会影响整个小组的情形。
So when we were serving in the same group, we have a principle. We did not want to be dating, but now we're separated into two groups. We could date.
然后半年之后我们就进入婚姻。
And then after half a year, we got married.
所以现在已经26年。
So now it's been 26 years.
这是我们进入婚姻的一个过程。
And so this is how we got married.
那进入婚姻之后，真的主就成为我们的主。
So now after we got married, the Lord truly has become the Lord.
他是我们家里的主。
He is the Lord of our
household. 也是我们生命的主。
And He is the Lord of our life.
他是主，他就负责。
Because He is the Lord, so He will.
对不对，弟兄姊妹，我们常常负些我们在哪里做主，我们就负起那里的责任。
So brothers and sisters, don't you think when you become the master of one place, you take charge?
我告诉你，没有比叫主耶稣做你生命的主、你家中的主、婚姻的主更好的事情。
And then I tell you, there is no better master than the Lord to be the master of your
life. 因为主是最有责任感。
Because the Lord is the one who is the most responsible.
他是最信实的。
And He is the one who is the most trustworthy.
他负责就负责到底。
When He takes charge, He takes charge to the end.
就像父母做早上起来，你们小孩还没有起床的时候，你们都把早饭预备好了，对不对？
Just like how the parents would prepare your breakfast before you even wake up.
小孩根本还没有想今天要怎么样的时候，爸爸妈妈把很多事情都预备好了。
Just like the little kids when they wake up, they wouldn't know what to do, but breakfast is ready.
我就记得，当我们84年结婚之后，我们住在他姐姐所买的 condo 里面。
So I remember in the year of 84, we're living in the condo that her sister bought.
我们很简单，我们俩就负责上学就好，上研究所。
And simply, we only had to go to college and
grad school.
Because the house is already bought by the sister.
So we didn't
have to pay rent.
我们的经济的负担很轻省。
So we had a really light burden.
付点水电费啊，买买菜啊，就是这样而已。
And all you've got to do is just buy some groceries, pay for the electrical bill.
那他那时候念研究所，他是助教。
So at that time, when he was in grad school, he was a teaching assistant.
那我自己有一些打工做家教。
And then I was a private tutor.
那我们俩生活有余，还可以付我的学费。
And at that time, what we make is a lot more than the expense.
所以我们过得很开心。
So at that time, we were really joyful.
那到那年年底的时候，
But at the end of that year,
你知道，有2年之久，我一直希望我也能够在学校找到一个助教的工作。
Did you know that for 2 years, I've been praying that I want to be a TA as well?
但是呢，不像梁弟兄他们理工科，他们学校助教的那个空缺比较多。
But unlike Timothy in the grad school of technology,
engineering,
there's a lot more open positions for TAs.
对我们商学院来说，几乎是没有空缺的。
For business school students, it is very hard to become a TA.
所以我祷告了2年都没有结果。
So I prayed for it for 2 years and there was no response.
但是就在那个12月底的时候，
But then now it's in December.
突然有一个同学看见我，
All of a sudden, a student came out.
他就说，哎，Michelle，现在那个商学院商用电脑，就是那个MIS， 他们有一个 opening.
And then she said that there's an opening in MIS.
你要不要去试试看？
Would you like to try it out?
我说好啊，那我就去申请。
Then I said yes, let me apply.
那我叫 interview。
Then I went to the interview.
那我上去，我车开到学校呢，停在 parking lot 上楼之前。
And then when I pull up in the parking lot, just right before I left my car.
我坐在车里，我就祷告主。
I was in the car and I started praying.
我说主啊，你知道这个工作合不合适。
And I said, Lord, you are the one who knows if this is for me.
愿你自己显明。
And I hope that you reveal yourself.
那我就上去 interview 了。
And then I walked up to the room.
我走进那个 microcomputer lab.
And then I went into the microcomputer lab.
那个负责人看见我呢，他第一个问题。
And the manager there, the first question he asked me.
他说你是念什么？你主修什么？
He asked, "What is your major?"
我说会计。
And I said, "I'm an accounting student."
他说，哦，我们这个是商用电脑的出缺的。
And he said, "This is for MIS."
那我心想说，那就不用再继续了。当然，他不可能给我会计系的学生。 他们系里的 opening， 所以我就要准备站起来跟他说谢谢你。
Then I thought to myself, I'm an accounting student, I don't belong to the major, so hey, maybe it's time for me to go. So I was ready to stand up.
他说，哎，喂，等一下。他说，你要不要考虑换一个主修啊？
Then she stopped me and said, Would you like to change your major?
我心想，哪有为一个 part-time 工作换自己主修的呢？
Then I thought to myself, Why would I change my major for a part-time job?
我说不可能。
Then I said, Not possible.
他说，嗯。 他说：“哎，那你来修一点我们的课，旁你就来修点我们的课好了。”
And then he said, maybe you could sit in some of my classes.
我说：“但是我要交学费，我交的学费跟你给我的薪水差不多。”
And then I said, well, if I attend your classes, then I'll have to pay for tuition. It would cost as much as what I earn.
那也不可能啊。
Then I said, probably not.
他说：“嗯。”
Then he said,
那你来旁听，免费旁听几堂课吧。
Then maybe you could just freely come in the classroom and sit in.
哎，那时候我心里想，这太奇怪了，这个人。
Then I thought to myself, how weird is this guy?
我说主，一定是，如果真的是你要给我，那我就要再继续跟他试一试。
Then I said, Lord, if this is truly what you gave me, then I will just stay in a little more to talk to you.
我说你知道，我如果来这里打工啊，那我要是 full time 的研究所的学生，我不太可能有空再去修一两堂免费旁听课。
Then I said, I'm already a full time grad student. I probably don't have time to sit in some of your classes.
他就想一想，他也觉得我讲的很有道理。
And then he thought about it a little, and then he said, Yes, you're right.
他说，那你上班的时间怎么样？
Then he said, So what is your available hours?
我说我有个难处。
And then said, well, there's one more.
我说主啊，你帮助我，心里想说主啊，你帮助我。
And I said, Lord, please help me.
我说我先生姐姐要来美国待产，马上就搬来，已经搬来了。她下礼拜就要带出生产，我要送她小孩去那个 daycare.
And I said, my sister-in-law is ready to go into labor, so I have to take care of her kid.
她另外有两个已经生出来的孩子，我要送他们去上学。
For he already has two kids, and I
have
to take them to school.
我不可能七点半来开门。
So I said, there's no way I could show up at 7:30 to open the lab.
她就大哈哈大笑。
Then he started laughing.
他就指他旁边还有另外两个同仁。
And then he pointed out that there's other two other workers of his.
他说我们都有小孩。
And he said, well, we all have children.
我们轮流来开门。
So we take turns to do the opening.
所以你不用天天来开门。
So you do not have to do the opening shift every day.
Okay, 我说那好。他说怎么样？你要不要这个工作
？Then he said, well, so would you like to take this job?
我那时不晓哪来的胆子。
Then I said, I don't know where I got my guts from.
我说让我回去跟我先生商量一下。
I did not accept it at that time. I said I will talk about it with my husband.
他如果同意，我就来上班。
If my husband agrees, then I will come work for you.
他就叹口气。
And then she signed.
好，那明天你打电话告诉我。
Said, Fine, I'll wait you tomorrow.
我说好。
Then I said okay.
那我回去，我梁弟兄一口就答应。
And so I went to talk to Timothy, and he agreed.
结果呢，我还没打电话给他的时候，老板就打电话来了。
So now before I get a chance to call him back, he already called me.
我正好不在，梁弟兄就帮我接受了这个 offer.
And I was not there at that time, so Timothy accepted the offer for me.
所以一月二号我开始上班。
So on January 2nd, I started working for him.
就在这个一月里面发生很多事情。
And then during that month, a lot had happened.
就是他的姐姐呢，不仅自己来待产，还带了他的姨婆跟他的公公婆婆来。
So not only Timothy's sister came to labor, his aunt and uncle also came.
然后呢，一下子这个汤斗就住不下了。
So now his house has become crowded.
同时呢，我母亲有急事要赶回台湾去居住。
And also at the same time, my mother has to go to Taiwan to take up some urgent.
那时候她跟我妹妹住在一个 two bedroom 的公寓里。
At that time, my mom and my sister live in a two bedroom apartment.
所以一下子我们要搬出来。
So all of a sudden, Timothy and I have to move out.
那我妈妈要搬出去。
And then my mom has to go to Taiwan.
所以很自然，我们就搬去跟我妹妹住。
So naturally, we move into my mom's house.
去照顾我们的妹妹。
So that we could take care of my sister.
那我们已经成家了，对不对？
And yes, now we are the elderly and we form a family already.
我们就说，我们来负责付房租。
So we said that we will pay for the rent.
所以一月底我拿到第一张 paycheck.
So now at the end of January, when I received my first paycheck,
我现在 income 因着这个 paycheck 多了600块钱。
And because of this new job that I got, I earn $600 more.
我的房租是575块。
And then my rent at that time was 575.
所以我的额外的收入就正好就付了房租。
So now the new paycheck that I just got has just enough to cover the rent.
一点都没有迟。
Not even one day, it was.
我们的主老早就看见。
Because my Lord has already seen this coming.
就创造了一个工作机会。
So he has arranged this opportunity.
一定要塞在我的怀里。
For this opportunity has come into my bosom.
因为他知道一月底你们需要这笔钱。
Because God knows that at the end of January you need $600.
那时候我们结婚才半年。
So for that, at that time, we were only married for half a year.
对，对我们来说，那就是一个信心功课的开始。
But for us, that is the first lesson of faith.
此后这二十几年，我们在每一件事上看到神的预备。
So from then on, for the past 26 years, we see His preparation.
他是信实的。
Because He is trustworthy.
我们知道他负我们的责任。
And we know He takes charge.
他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
他是我们家的老板。
And he is the boss.
所以什么事情都可以带到他的面前来。
So whatever we come up with, we
我们不知道的时候，主就预备了。
Because we know he has already prepared.
那我们知道的是，更要来告诉主了。
And whatever we know, we have to tell him.
圣经上有一节经节。
On the Bible, there's
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们知不知道哈。
And brother and sister, I don't know if you know this verse.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew 18:19.
我们一起读一下这一节，
Let's、
这是很宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious verse.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。哇，这像不是拿了一个签好名的空白支票？
So this is just like a check that is blank.
The
blank check with signature.
Yes. 若是你们中间有两个人，
So he says here, if any two of you,
主不是说二十个人，
It doesn't say that it is 20 of
you, 不是两百个人，
Not 200 of you,
两个人，
It's only two of
you. 这是主说的。
It says right here.
主说我又告诉你们，
God says, I tell you,
若是你们中间有两个人在地上，
If two of you on earth,
同心合意的求什么事？
Agreed about anything you ask.
我在天上的父，
It will be done.
必为他们成全。
For you by my Father in heaven.
不是也许啊。
Is not maybe.
是必为他们成全。
It said it will be done.
弟兄姊妹，哪有比夫妇更同心合意的呢？
So brothers and sisters, is there any two that is closer than a couple?
正常的来说，夫妇两个为了家是要同心合意的。
Naturally, a couple in a family should have the same mindset.
这个应许不只是为了夫妇，但是为了就着夫妇而言，应该是最好的一个应许。
Of course, this promise is only not only to couples only, but it applies especially to couples.
同心合意求什么事？
When someone's agreed to ask for something,
很多时候梁弟兄有一个想法。
A lot of times, Timothy thinks of one.
我有一个想法。
And I would be thinking something.
然后我们呢？我们26年没吵过架。
But a miracle, in 26 years, we never argued.
哎，但是不代表我们没有意见不同。
But it does not mean that we never had a disagreement.
我们意见常常不同。
For we always have disagreement.
但是我们不会吵起来。
But we never argue and get into a fight.
因为我们意见不同的时候。
Because when we disagree.
我们都听听看对方的意见。
We will listen to the other person.
我们摸摸里面的感觉。
And I will think about it internally.
然后我们一起来问大老板。
And then we will ask the boss.
真的是这样子。
It is truly like this.
很多时候这个要同心合意要一段时间。
A lot of time it takes a long time for someone to have the same mindset.
但是呢我们都愿意来问主。
But then we are willing to come.
很多时候主会告诉我们他的意思是什么。
And a lot of time the Lord will tell us what he thinks.
我们就放下我们自己的意思。
Then we'll put down what we think.
所以当两个人一起来到神面前的时候。
So when two come together before the Lord.
这个同心合意啊还要跟主同心合意。
And not just that the two will have the same mindset, we will have the same mindset with him.
常常在这个过程里，主就改变我们原来的想法。
So a lot of time during this process, our internal thinking will be changed.
那我们就能够跟神同心合意。
So that now, after we change, we'll have the same mindset as he does.
我不晓得大家一定有这样经验，对不对？有时候我们带着一个希望、一个想法来到神面前，祷告、祷告、祷告。哎，圣灵就改变我们这个人原来的想法。
So maybe you have experienced this before. When you come before the Lord with an agenda, you pray and pray, then all of a sudden your agenda changed.
神他有最好的旨意。
Because we know that God has the best purpose.
我们常常看不见的。
Because His best purpose is never seen by us.
所以借着祷告，神就让我们看见他的意思是什么。
So through the prayer, we will slowly understand His willing.
我们个人就因此被改变。
And then we will slowly convert to His thinking.
我们一起祷告的时候也因此被改变。
So that when we pray together, we will be converted.
所以在很多事上，我们就学习来仰望主，来带到主的面前。
So through a lot of things, we learned that we have to bring everything forward before Him.
然后同心合意的祷告。
So that we will pray together before Him.
那我就记得加森刚开始工作的时候。
So I remember when Timothy first started working.
他是替一个那个软体公司做事。
He worked for a software company.
那这个软体公司刚开始。
And it was a beginning, a software company just begin.
所以那个老板呢，对于客人任何的要求都一口答应。
So this new company, the boss, he would accept all the offer that the customer wants.
那客人说我要加这个特点，加那个特点。
Whatever request the customer have, they will grant it.
然后转过身来就说 Timothy 把他加进去。
So after the boss agreed to all the requests, he would turn to Timothy and said, Timothy, go do it.
所以很多时候他回到家里。
So a lot of times when Timothy come home,
他常觉得哇，今天这个好难哦。
And Timothy would say, oh man, this is difficult.
做不出来。
Oh my gosh, I can't do it.
那我们就一起跪下来。
Then we would kneel down.
就跟主说，主，你给我们智慧，把它做出来。
And we would ask God to give Timothy wisdom.
你知道这种事情常常发生。
And you know that this happens a lot.
所以我们常常祷告回来，第二天加上下班回来。
So a lot of times after we pray, when Timothy came home the second day,
他说：“哎，今天做出来了。”
Then Timothy said, "Yes, I did it."
那时候我们常常发现哈，大概99%的时间啊，第二天就做完了。
And then at that time, we find out that every time we do this, 99% of the time, the second day if he came home is done.
只有一次没有第二天做完。
And there is only one time when it did not happen the second day.
是第三天才做出来。
It happened on the third day.
但是那时候我们就经历到说，我们祷告主就垂听。
Then at that time, we experienced that every time we prayed, we will be granted.
但是很多时候主垂听 有主的时间的。
But a lot of times when God hears the prayers, He has His time.
所以有的是主立刻可以答应。
So sometimes prayer will be granted right away.
有的时候要一段时间。
And at times you have to wait for it.
像我的公公。
Just like when my grandpa.
我们为他得救祷告二十年。
I've been praying for his believers for 20 years.
到第二十年，我们结婚第二十年的时候，他那一年得救了。
And it is on the 20 years after we got married, my grandpa got saved.
但是我们没有停止为他的祷告和呼求。
But then, during that 20 years, we never ceased to pray for him.
所以呢，同心合意求什么事，在天上的父必为他们成全。
So if two of you on earth agree of anything you ask for, it will be done for you by the Father in heaven.
所以我们知道什么事主负责，我们就可以来跟主讲。
So we know that since God is in charge, we can tell him everything.
也知道说我们不过就像亚当一样，是在那里管理看守。
And we also know that we are just like Adam. We are the worker and the person who takes care of the garden.
主是真的 owner.
God is the owner.
我们只是他的 keeper.
We are only the keeper.
替他管理而已。
We are the keepers who work and take care of the garden.
所以做每一件事都要来问老板你要什么。
So whatever we decide to do, we have to talk to the owner first.
都为他而做。
So because everything we do is for the owner.
所以那个时候我们那时候住在 Santa Monica.
At that time we were living in Santa
Actually,
Monica.
West LA, 对不起。
In West LA.
那我们家里开始一个聚会。
And then in West LA we started a family fellowship.
我们是一个小小的apartment, one bedroom apartment.
At that time we were only living in a one bedroom apartment.
我不晓得王家还记不记得那时候我们的二家在那里聚会。
I don't know if our sister remembered how small our house was.
那时候很多 UCLA 的研究所的同学呢，周五都到我们家来聚集。
So a lot of times, at that time, a lot of UCLA grad students would come to our house for fellowship.
结果我们就发现，在公寓里实在太挤又吵。
And we find out that our house was simply too small.
然后街道停车很困难。
And also the parking outside was outrageous.
所以呢，等到我们俩都上班了。
So then when both of us started working,
我们就说主啊，我们得买一个房子。
Then we said, Oh Lord, we want to buy a house.
买一个房子好让聚会可以使用。
We want a house so that the house could be open for fellowship.
那时候我们才起薪都不高嘛，哈。
And then at that time, we were not making a lot of money.
所以那个 agent 常笑我们，只有这么点钱要买在 West LA 买房子。
So the agent would jokingly make fun of us, say, Hey, you only have so little money, you can't get a house.
但是我们里面很迫切。
But then in us, we have this sense of urgency.
我们说主啊 ，West LA 总有一个房子是你给我们预备的。
So we talked to the Lord, say, In West LA, there's got to be a house that you have prepared for us.
所以我们就祷告。
So we pray.
就我们就看中了一个房子。
So we pray and then we see a house.
哎，那个房子真不错。
Hey, that house is pretty nice.
我们就因为第一次买房子。
Because it was our first time being
homebuyer. 而且又是想要为主来用。
And then we truly wanted this house to be used.
所以我们就请教会年长的负责弟兄姊妹来看一下。
So we asked the elderly in the church to come check out the house.
请他们看一下觉得合不合适。
To see if this is a house for us.
结果他们来看了之后呢，就说这个房子什么都好。
Then they came and then they said, well, everything about this house is great.
只有一个问题。
But there is only one small problem.
就是那个第一家 home number one 就在隔壁街上。
It's just that home number one is on the next block.
你们是 home number two.
And you guys are home number two.
那么隔一条街，弟兄姊妹到底要去哪一家聚会呢？
Then it means that you guys are only a block away now. The fellowship is simply too close.
所以不是那么合适。
So this is not the best suitable case.
哎，我们俩一听说，哎，对，真是这样。
Then we heard about it and we thought about it and it makes sense.
虽然有一点失望，你知道，你要买房子，心里很兴奋了，已经看中了，叫人家来看，人家说，哎，不合适。
Right. At that time, we were disappointed because we really thought that was a house.
但是因为我们的心真的是愿意要为主所用。
And but then we go back to the purpose. The house is for God, so we decided to not buy the house.
所以我们就再继续等候。
So that we decided to wait a little more.
结果后来 agent 又找到一个房子。
And then later on, agent find another house for us.
结果我们祷告，我们那个之前我们说主啊，你知道我们钱不多。
And then I remember when we prayed, we told God that we don't have a lot of money.
所以这个房子有三个条件。
So there's only three things we're going to ask for in this house. First thing.
客厅要够大。
It has to have a big living room.
然后第二 ,parking 要够多。
And then the second thing is it has to have plentiful parking outside.
第三呢房子不要太丑要蛮可爱的。
And thirdly, I would hope that this would be a cute house.
因为我想我们绝对买不了什么fancy 的 house, 所以我不能想象会长什么样子。
So at that time, we know that we cannot get a fancy house, but we want a cute house.
所以呢，结果那个 agent 带我们一去看的时候，是一个二房一浴的房子。
So when the agent took us to see this other house, it's a two bedroom and one bathroom.
1100尺。
1100 square.
小小的。
It's a pretty small house.
只有客厅还蛮大的。
But the living room was huge.
然后呢，这个门口呢，这个 parking.
And also there's plenty of parking.
很奇怪，他们后来称那个叫 pocket area.
And there is a pocket area right outside of the house.
结果不是 他们叫整个 neighborhood 叫一个 parking area.
And then they, it's weird, but the whole neighborhood was called a parked area.
它是因为原来是给 Westside Pavilion 要盖那个 Westside 的 mall 盖在那里的。
And because there was a mall that was supposed to be there.
后来他们把它换一个地点盖了。
But then later on, the mall owner decided to go somewhere else.
但是整个地方的规划呢，就是人行道很宽，然后整个街道很宽敞。
But now that all the urban planning has been done, so the structure has this new parking space in
front of the house. 所以停车什么都很方便，街道上。
So there's just a huge parking available in front of the house.
也没有很多的 traffic 经过我们。
And then, on top of that, there's not much traffic.
所以我们一看说，哎，这个 parking也大，也够多，那个 living room 也够大。
So now that we have a huge living room and a lot of parking spaces outside.
而且呢，房子很可爱，是五十年的砖房。
And also, this is a brick house from the 50s.
很老式的，很可爱。
It is classical and antique.
所以我们就买下了这个房子。
So that we got this house.
就没有多久，我们头几个月福音聚会。
So a short time a while, then we started this fellowship.
UCLA 的同学来，要把我们客厅挤得满满的。
A lot of UCLA students came and filled up the whole living room.
我们招待的用子们都站在门外。
And there is brothers and sisters that has to stand outside.
那天有44人坐在我们客厅。
At that time there was 44 of us in the living room.
所以大家都走了，我跟梁弟兄又跪下来祷告。
So then after the 44 left, our brother and I kneel down and pray.
我们说主啊，客厅太小了。
And I said, Lord, the living room is not big enough.
我们要一个更大的地方才能去。
A bigger room for the fellowship.
后来主就带领我们在后面把我们的 garage double 加建变成两倍大，可以坐七八十人。
Then God take us to the backyard and we build another additional garage so that we have a big room.
所以那个以后呢，有许多的同学每一个周五来到我们当中一起聚集。
So from then on, a lot of UCLA students will come every Friday.
我们的家都是打开的。
Because our house is always open.
每一个角落他们都可以去使用。
So every corner is usable by them.
所以感谢主，今天这些我们那时候叫二家的弟兄姊妹。
So praise the Lord. Home number two is for all the brothers and sisters.
他们现在散居毕业了，都到各地去工作，散居在许多的世界各角落。
So even though now everyone has graduated and go to the other side of the earth.
无论是美国的东岸。
Doesn't matter if it's the East Coast.
台湾、香港、中国。
Some of them are in Taiwan. Some of them are in Hong Kong. And China.
还有在欧洲的。
And there are some in Europe.
我们宝贝弟兄姊妹到了各地都开始了一个二家的聚会。
But praise all these brothers and sisters. They all open up their house to become home number two.
不管那里有多少家，他们都叫二家。
It doesn't matter what number of houses they are now. They're still called home number two.
但是你看到说借着一个小小的1100尺的房子。
But you can see that it is through this 1100 square feet.
在主的手中让许多人经过。
In God's hands, everyone who passed by it has become completed.
在主的旨意，在散到各地的角落。
So through His purpose, now they're all spread all over the world.
他们也打开他们的家。
And they will open up their own house,
成为许多人的祝福。
So that their house could be home number two.
这样的一个房子就有真的叫我们回想看很有主的恩典跟叫我们里面很喜乐。
So looking back, this is so much grace that we receive from the Lord.
然后在这样日子里我们学习常常把这些事带到主面前。
So during that time, we learned that we have to bring forth everything before the Lord.
知道一切都是他的。
Because we know He is in charge of everything.
在凡事上寻求他的带领。
So for everything, we ask for His guidance.
我们学习背别人的担子。
So we also learned that we have to carry the burden of the elders.
在这个过程里，自然，因为你家打开，你有许多弟兄姊妹在我们当中，你自然就关怀他们、牧养他们、背起他们的担子来。
For it came very naturally for us because when we open up the house to the brothers and sisters, we start to learn about the burden, then we will want to help them out.
但是对我们来说，那个利益是什么？那个 side benefit 是什么
？So, but then what is the side benefit for us?
当我们担别人担子的时候，主就不知不觉把我们的担子担起来了。
It is when you start carrying the burden for the others, God will take your burden away from you.
所以我的公公婆婆有一次坐在我们当中。
So one time my grandma and grandpa were sitting among us.
他们看着我跟嘉森忙进忙出。
And then he was seeing how Timothy and I was really busy.
他们有六个孩子。
For my grandparents have six children.
他们就说，哎，还是你们是最幸福的。
And then my grandparents told me, out of the six, you guys are the luckiest one.
因为你们总是在忙别人的事情。
Because you two are always busy for others.
所以你们都自己好像没有别的，自己没有什么问题。
So since you're always working other people's deeds, it looks like you guys never had any trouble.
实在你去担别人担子的时候。
It is true that if you work on other people's burden.
你自己的问题就缩小，甚至化为乌有。
You will start to forget about your own trouble.
若是我天天在家跟嘉森对坐，看着三个孩子。
Now, if it is true that I was sitting in the living room with Timothy every day staring at
you, 那你知道很多小事就会化大。
Then a lot of small things will become bigger.
然后我们这个人的心思、心胸，整个的我们的眼界都会集中在
这小小的家里。
And then the two of us will start focusing onto just our own trouble.
常常呢，这是让我们很不快乐的。
So that we will not be happy.
我们会忘了，我们如果去帮助别人的时候，你就明白说你的问题到底有多大。
So that now, if you start worrying about other people's business, then you'll start to forget about your own little trouble.
所以学习把家打开，知道这是主的。
So we learn how to open up our house so that the house belongs to the Lord.
学习关怀别人，担别人的担子。
And then we also learn to love and to care and to take the other people's
burden. 你就发现你自己的担子，主就帮你担去了。
And then you'll slowly recognize that your own burden is now taken away.
而且是常常借着弟兄姊妹把你的担子担走了。
Or maybe it is through the other brothers and sisters that slowly take away your own burden.
这是最蒙福的，等于我们彼此担当。
And this is the most gracious deed when we take on each other's burden.
那还有一个重要的原则，就是我们一开始看见创世纪里面的事情。
And there is one more important principle in Genesis.
神告诉亚当说，园中树上各样的果子你都可以吃。
And then God says, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
But you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
这个吃生命树的原则，不吃分别善恶树果子的原则，是在所有我们生命每一个层面都适用的。
So this principle of eating only from the tree of life and not from the knowledge of good and evil could be applied in everything.
不仅那一天亚当吃了那个果子，他从神面前死了，他的灵死了。
Not only that one day when Adam ate the apple and then he died.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人一样的。
Today for all our saved sinners is the same.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的责任是把神所给我们的家园在那里修理看守。
So brother and sister, it is our job to work and take care of our family.
我们看守的原则是什么？
And what is the principle of being the watchman of your family?
就是不要吃分别善恶树的果子。
And this principle is not to eat from the knowledge of
good and evil. 赶出那个仇敌从各种的漏洞里进到我们家中的路。
And also recognize how easy and deceitful the enemy could be.
只要吃生命树的果。
Then every time, anytime when you eat from the tree of knowledge
of good and evil. 什么是生命树的果子呢？
So what is this fruit from the tree?
在新约里主说很清楚
In the New Testament, God talks about it very clearly.
他说我就是道路真理生命
And he says, I am the path and the way and life.
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
And if it is not through me, no one could get to the Father in heaven.
就着我们今天生命树的果子就是吃主他自己
So today, the fruit from life is to eat Jesus himself.
什么叫吃主呢
So how do we eat?The Lord.
我们就来到主的面前，我们退回在里面，我们寻找主，来到主面前找到主。
So we have to come before the Lord and seek the Lord.
按照主给我们的带领，按照主话语的原则来生活。
So to seek Himself and to seek His guidance.
什么时候我们吃分别善恶树的果子
？So when do we eat this fruit from the tree of knowledge?
什么叫分别善恶呢
？So what is the knowledge of good and evil?
有人说是非善恶。
Some people would say this is the room.
Yes or right or wrong.
Some people would say that the good and evil is basically right or wrong.
就像我们为什么常常会起争吵呢
Just like how you would argue with someone.
就是说我是对的，你是错的。
And every time when you argue, you think that you're
对不对
right.
我们都是决定谁对谁错。
Is that true? Every time you argue, you want to determine who is right and who
is wrong. 很多的事情都是我们在是非善恶的原则里面争吵。
A lot of times we are arguing because you want to be the right one.
而不是在生命的原则里。
But you're not arguing for life.
生命是什么原则呢
？So what is this principle?
是饶恕，是恩典。
The principle of life is to forgive and to have grace.
是忘记别人的过犯。
It is to forgive and forget.
是圣灵的果子的九种表现。
Because this is the fruit of life.
对不对？是仁爱、喜乐、和平、节制、善良、恩慈。是一切主所描述圣灵该有的表现。
For these nice fruits of life.And we should follow this life.
所以有一次我记得我上班上到下午的时候。
So one time I remember I just got off work in the afternoon.
啊，忙得不得了。
And I was still very busy.
我想到晚上回家还有聚会。
And then I thought about it and said, "Hey, there's a night meeting tonight."
那时候小孩都很小。
And at that time, all my kids were really.
你到做母亲的，虽然在上班，你的心还是挂在孩子身上。
And you know, as a mother, even though you're still at work, you're thinking about your children.
啊，我就想到就要提醒梁弟兄一声，下午有空的时候帮他们洗个澡，叫他们做功课，然后怎么样呢？就想了几件事情要拜托他盯着一下。
So I was thinking about it, and then I thought I should remind Timothy to take care of the kids, prepare them, bath them, so that we could go to the meeting right after I get off work.
有时候很宝贝哦，回到家小孩洗了澡，可是没洗脸。
Oh, so sometimes when my children take the bath, they will forget to wash their face.
因为梁弟兄没有注意到要洗脸这件事情。
Because Timothy would only remember to take the bath for them, but not wash their face.
所以要洗澡还要洗脸。
So I remember, so I remind Timothy to take a bath for the kids and wash their face.
然后把功课做完。
And also finish their homework.
然后回家我们吃很快吃完我们就去聚会。
So that when I come home, we could have dinner, then we could go to the meeting.
梁弟兄就好，没问题，电话他说没问题。
And then on the phone, Timothy said, "Okay, I'll take care of it."
就我好就上完班回到家里了。
Well, so then I got off work and I got home. It's about 6 o'clock.
这个打开门，家门一走进去。
So I opened up the door and then I walked into the house.
屋子都还黑的。
And I said, "Whoa, everything."
小孩也不知道在哪里。
And where are my kids?
弟兄也不知道在哪里。
Where's Timothy?
他赶跑到楼上去。
So I walked upstairs.
Timothy 还在他书房里。
And Timothy was in his library.
就是我们讲完电话之后，他都还没离开他的位置过。
It is indeed when we got off the phone, he never left his seat.
他在做文字工作，又接电话，时间过去，他根本就忘记了。
He was working on the computer and he was picking up calls, so he was really busy.
当然，所以所有希望他做的事都还没做。
And then he forgot about everything that I asked
哎呀，
him to
那个时候我就又累又气。
So at that time, I was really tired and I was angry.
所以我就发气。
So I was PO.
所以我就顿脚，然后说你怎么都还没有做。
So I stand on the floor and say, "How come you didn't do anything I asked you to?"
你知道那个时候，梁弟兄可以起来说你这个愚昧的女人。
And then, you know, at that time, Timothy could have stood up and said, "You foolish woman."
岂不知道我在服侍主吗？
Why don't you know that I am serving the Lord?
然后我们就可以怎么样大吵一场。
And then we could get into a huge argument.
你要讲谁对谁错。
And at that time, we could argue about who is right.
我们都会觉得自己是对的。
And of course, each one of us.
对方是错的。
We would think that the other side was wrong.
那是是非善恶树的原则。
And that is the tree of right and wrong.
但是当时梁弟兄听见我这样大发雷霆的时候。
But at that time when Timothy heard that I was not happy.
他就一面听一面微笑。
And then at that time he listened and he smiled.
等到我全部发完了以后。
And then after I finished venting.
他说老婆你真可怜。
He said, "My wife, how pitiful you are."
你嫁了我这样一个糟糕的老公。
For you married to such a woeful person.
你交代的事我都没做。
Because I forgot everything you asked me to do.
他一讲的时候，
and when he's finished saying that sentence,
神就光照我，
God shed his light on me.
家珍也不是在睡觉。
And then I understand that Timothy was not taking a nap.
他也不是懒惰。
He was not being lazy.
他在服侍主。
He was serving the Lord.
一下子我就觉得很不好意思。
And then at that time I felt embarrassed.
所有的怒气一下就没有了。
And my anger went away.
这个就好像圣经上所说的。
It is just like what the Bible said.
死在他的身上发动。Death activates in him.
Death activates in him.
生呢就在我身上发动。
For life activates in me.
就有人愿意。
So if you are willing.
选择生命树的果子。
If you're willing to choose the fruit from the tree of life.
就把生命带给别人。
Then you also pass on this fruit to and life to the other people.
其实你知道我们不吵架是有原因的。
And so you know there's a reason why we never argue.
因为有人记得要选择生命树的果子。
Because there's one of us that always remember to choose the fruit from the
tree of life. 就把生命带给另外一个人。
And whenever this person chooses from the tree of life, they would pass this life onto the others.
所以在我们的婚姻里面。
So that in our marriage.
很多时候我们就要退一步。
A lot of times we have to take a step back.
主啊，你来成为我里面的反应。
And we said, "Lord, please give us your response in this situation."
不叫我只看对方的错。
So that I would not only look at the wrong of the other person.
而从你的恩慈的眼光来看他。
But it is through your grace how I should receive.
体恤他。
So that I would understand.
站在他的位置替他想。
So that I would be considerate and think about his position.
主岂不是这样吗？
Isn't that what God does?
他自己取了奴仆的形象。
For God took the image of a servant.
成为人的样式。
And then he came to this world to become a man.
他既然有这个样式。
And then now he has the image of man.
他就虚己。他就舍己。
Oh, then he denied himself.
为我们死在十字架上。
He denied himself so that he would go onto the cross for us.
但是感谢主，故事不是停在那里。
But praise the Lord, that is not the ending of the story.
因此，神将他升为至高。
It is because after he died on the cross, he also got raised up to the highest point.
把超乎万王之上的名赐给他。
For he has now received the name of the King of Kings.
叫所有在天上、地上和地底下的。
So that everything that's from the heaven, from the earth, and from the bottom,
无不因耶稣的名
will receive the name
屈膝 kneel before him.
To kneel before him.
口称耶稣为主。
To proclaim that Jesus is Lord.
这是主舍己降卑得荣耀的道路与原则。
Because this is the principle of why God came to earth to save us.
这也是我们今天取生命树果子吃的原则。
And this is also the principle of why we have to choose.
不要觉得委屈。
So that we should not feel ashamed.
为什么我是对的？
You should not ask to always be right.
我还要忍受这样的事情。
Even if you're right, you have to be intolerant.
想到我们生命的主。
To think about the God is life.
怎么样舍己？
How he gave himself up,
以致得到最大的荣耀。
So that he could receive the grace.
你想我们选择这样路走的时候，天父岂不喜悦吗？
So if we choose to walk this path, then God will be joyful.
主耶稣成了那一粒麦子。
For God has become this seed.
落在土里。
To go into the ground.
结出了你我这许多的子粒。
So that we could be planted.
我们要让这个生命显出来。
So that we could live his life.
所以主耶稣说，我来是叫人得生命。
For God came so that we could receive life.
并且得的更丰盛。
So that we could have this abundant life.
我们要借着婚姻。
So that through marriage.
在属灵的生命上成长。
So that through marriage we could grow spiritually.
你知道这一切至终地上的婚姻不过是一个 shadow.
So you know, don't you know that a marriage is basically just a shadow?
真正的实际是什么？
What is this reality of marriage?
就是我们都在预备自己，有一天要成为生命君王的心腹。
The reality of us is that we are preparing ourselves to be the bride of Him.
有一个真实的婚姻要在永远里。
Because there is this eternal marriage that is coming true.
我们都属于那个婚姻。
And we are all part of this.
今天我们有每一个机会。
So today let's grab all the
chances. 积聚这个生命。
So that we can live our life.
那个是唯一我们能够带到永远里面的。
Because this life is the only thing that will last eternally.
今天说谁说谁对谁错。
So today it is meaningless to argue who is right and who is wrong.
对生命毫无帮助。
Because it has nothing to do with your eternal life.
对我们的永远毫无帮助。
And it does nothing for you.
对我们四周的人毫无祝福。
And then if you're right, you're not blessing through you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brother and sister.
十架道路好像说要牺牲。
To walk this path of the cross, you have to sacrifice.
但是那是得生命得荣耀的路。
But then this path was the one that would lead you to glory.
是我们的主走过的路。
And this path is the path that Jesus walked.
是他为我们打开一条又新又活的路。
And this path is the path that he's given us.
是这个世界所不认识的路。
And this path is the path that the earthly would not.
但是是我们可以经历的路。
But this path is the path that we could walk.
是我们彼此勉励。
And this, so let's encourage each other.
不管我们现在是单身。
It doesn't matter if you're single.
是在婚姻里。
Or maybe you're already in a marriage.
是已经离开了婚姻。
Or maybe if you dropped out.
或者又进入婚姻了。
Or maybe you have been remarried.
啊，我们的神是 God of second chance.
Because our God is the God of second chance.
是有第二次的机会的。
Because we always will have a second chance.
我们随时都可以把婚姻带回到神面前。
So anytime you decide to bring your marriage back to the Lord.
赦免我们的伴侣亏欠我们的地方。
So we shall forgive our partner on whatever.
看见我们自己的亏欠。
And we should see our own weakness.
知道我们都蒙了神的恩典。
And then we understand that we are all receiving the
神今天把我们放在。
So God now has placed you and your partner together.
要叫我们得生命。
So that we could receive this life.
并且得的更丰盛。
So we could receive this abundant life.
我们就把我们的婚姻，把我们家带到神面前。
So we should bring our household and our marriage.
什么时候转回？
Whenever you decide to turn.
什么时候就开始蒙恩？
Whenever you will receive the grace.
这是我们每一天学习的功课。
And this is something that we learn every day.
我们彼此勉励。
So we should encourage each other.
上礼拜天我一醒来的时候，主把这首诗歌放在我的里面。
Last Sunday, God.Put this hymn in me.
就是我们刚才唱的122首。
And it is hymn 122.
第四节。
Stanza number 4.
第四节。
Stanza number 4.
第四节。Keep going. The last one. Yeah. The last slide. Yeah, 这首。这一节我一醒来的时候，是让这首先唱把我唱醒。
It is this song that woke me up last Sunday.
他说：“王女要想要听，侧耳而听。”
He said, "Incline thy ear, O daughter, to thy king."
你的君王所发呼召声音。
Consider thou the calling of his voice.
今日选你做他荣耀配偶。
Forget thy people and thy father's house.
再勿留恋旧日你家你名。
The King of Kings has made of thee his choice.
十架经历织成金绣衣襟。
forsake the world and bear his cross alone.
丰盛, 生命显于超凡面容,
his glory will be seen upon thy face.
撇弃今世, 必蒙圣灵引领,
forsake this world and let him be thy guide.
与主同往, 在于光明圣城,
and in his city glorious take thy place.
愿主的呼召再来提醒我们那个真正荣耀的目的在哪里。
So I hope that you understand the true principle of his glory.
所以今天每一个的选择, 选择生命树的选择, 都有价值。
So that every decision you made, every time you choose to eat from the fruit of the tree, it is worthy.
我们都在装饰自己,
because now we are preparing ourselves.
等候生命的君王带我们回家。
We are preparing ourselves that so we could be taken home by God.
感谢主, 这是我们的交通。
Praise the Lord, this is my message.